Good morning. Welcome to Church at the Gate.
Yes, good morning.
I'm here with Sister Karen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to pray and then we're going to start. So Heavenly Father, God, I just thank you for who you are and what you do. God, I thank you for your anointing that breaks the yoke. And Lord, this morning we come before you with humble hearts, God, and we just ask, God, that you would just speak through your servants today. And God, just bring a joy through this broadcast, through us today that the world hasn't experienced before, Lord, that we might be just a message of hope to everybody we encounter today. Lord, we love you and we thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Good morning. What I'm catching the name Andrew. And Andrew, God sees your heart. He loves you so much. And even what you're struggling with right now, God is going to lift that burden. He's going to answer your prayers. So I'm just encouraging you, like Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added unto you. So we want to encourage you today, Andrew. And we just declare all these burdens have been dropped off, and that you've got your eyes on Jesus, and he's moving the mountains out of the way of your path, and he is just showing you the way in which he wants you to walk and to move. So we just want to encourage you today. I'm putting a plug in today. We have a family that uses their resources to buy these, and it's called the Word for Today, and it's usually 3 months at a time, and it just has such good things in it to read and to share. And so I just wanted, this one today is My Soul Melts from Heaviness, and it says when you're depressed, God can heal you through a miracle, the right medical treatment, vitamins, herbs, and supplements. But sometimes it goes deeper. And just like anybody can suffer from disease, so can your soul. Thankfully, God is the ultimate soul doctor. The psalm says, the day I cried out, you answered and made me bold with strength in my soul. Instead of giving up and settling for the fact that depression runs in your family, stand on God's word. Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, and comfort all who mourn, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. It says, ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. John 16:24. Every morning when you get up, look in the mirror and declare, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118:24. And we're going to both pray today for those that have sadness, melancholy, depression, those that have heavy burdens today. So, Father God, we thank you for your word, and we lift up each person today that's tuning in. Maybe today they'll tune in, or maybe a month from now. We apply your blood, Jesus, over all these people that are sad and are dealing with loss or are heavy burdens or are feeling depressed today. We just command that to loose their grip in the name of Jesus. And we declare your peace, Jesus, and your healing over each one today, that they would begin to understand just how special they are. Did you want to pray for anyone? I might have missed something.
God, I just I thank you, and I've come to know you as the restorer of hope.
Amen.
It's not just your word is amazing, but it's also the testimony of who you are to us and what you've done for us. So Lord, I stand here today or sit here this morning, and I testify that you restore hope, God, that you restore things to better than they were before. Yes. So, God, I just ask for those out there struggling with hope, God, that you would just give them an abundance of hope, that you would call them. You said that I've called you by your name.
Amen.
So, God, that they would hear that call loud and clear in their spirit, Lord, and they would recognize that there is a purpose and a hope for their life, God, and that would just be, that would become their identity, that they are a child of the living God, a son or a daughter, Lord. That means more than anything this world could ever offer or take it, that's not able to take it away. So, Lord, we just put our hope and our trust in that, in you. And, Lord, we thank you for all you do, Lord. Thank you. Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. So who's online with us today?
Hank.
Welcome, Hank.
And Linda.
Linda. Anyone else?
That's the only people that have commented. I can't see who's like on. You know?
Okay. Well, good morning to Joe Lynn. And we're here, Church of the Gate. And today is Palm Sunday. We are celebrating Palm Sunday. And today we're going to be blessed. Quincy Goodstar is going to be releasing the message today. So we're excited to hear what God's put on his heart.
I am.
And then, of course, please join in next week, too, because that's Resurrection Sunday. And we're excited. Another year of new beginnings to see what God's going to do, what he's up to.
Yeah, I love Palm Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, there's in the scriptures, it's when they really, the multitudes, because there's people that Jesus goes through to throughout the scriptures, right? And ministers to and all this. But it's the first time you ever see a real multitude, like, declare who Jesus is in the scriptures, at least as far as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And they start, you know, saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. And then they, you know, it's not a play, it's a musical, The Passion and the Cross.
You need to put a plug in for that, yes.
And so we do a scene from that, and where Jesus says, where they say, the Pharisees say, aren't you going to stop these people from what they're saying? And he says, well, if I tell them to stop, the rocks will cry out. And so, like, you just think about that, and then that brings me back to Romans 8, where it says, like, all of creation is groaning for not the return of Jesus, but the manifestation of the sons of God. Amen. Now, we groan for the return of the Lord.
Yes.
And I know creation does as well, because it seeks to be renewed, and everything will be made new, because that's what Jesus does.
Yeah.
He comes and he makes all things new.
Amen.
He longs to make all things new. It's not just something he just does. It's something that's a longing inside of his heart. And so,
it's in his DNA.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. He is a creator. Something else that's really interesting that my friend pointed out to me a long time ago is in scripture, you'll never see create with man. Create is always with God. Now, there are inventors associated with man, but you never see the term create in Scripture associated with man. So Jesus and God the Father create. They bring something out of nothing.
Amen.
So that's why, you know, we're able to sit here and talk about, if you don't feel hope today, if there is no hope in your life at this present time, the Lord is able to create something out of nothing.
Amen.
He's able to take the good or make good out of what's seemingly not good. And I've been there. I've seen it. So,
amen.
I'm just so thankful for that. So Palm Sunday reminds me of Jesus, his triumphant entry into Jerusalem.
Yeah. Well, and then when people started crying out Hosanna, they were beginning to see who he really was.
Exactly. Yep.
Beginning to catch a glimpse, not fully understanding or grasping what he came for and what he stood for and who he really was. I mean, they were just catching a glimpse of that. But yes, so powerful. And so much, we have so much to be grateful for.
Yeah.
Every day, every day. You know, something I'd heard someone say is that God is still creating, mm-hmm. even today. With everything that's going on in the world today, within the universe, and they said, I mean, he's creating universes. I mean, each and every day, he's still creating. And I thought, well, that's true. Things just didn't start and end, you know, back then. There's something new each day that he's doing. And I'm amazed by God's creativity. God's creativity blows my mind. I thought, how did you think of that, God? How could you come up with that? That's just, my mind can't go there.
Well, and you know, in the scriptures it tells us that we are a new creation in Christ. Yeah. And in the Greek, that word, when you hear new creation, you're kind of like, oh yeah, you know, you've heard it so many times. But what that means is that it never existed before.
Yeah.
We've never existed before when we come into Christ. It is completely Amen. And totally new.
Totally.
So that's just such a peaceful thought. You know what I mean? It's just just brings peace.
Yeah.
That we can just rest in the Creator.
Amen. And they speak in Hebrews, they speak about a day of rest for God's people.
Right.
And then at the tail end of that it says, But they would not.
Yep, they wouldn't enter in. Yeah,
and you know, and that is really a key. No matter what's going on in the world today, and around us, or even the challenges that we face day by day, or whether it's a health issue, a financial issue, or whatever, relational issue, whatever it is, God wants us to. If we're a follower of Christ, we have Christ in us, the hope of glory, and He wants us to stay at peace, to walk in that peace. And to not be caught up with all the stuff that's going on, maybe internally or even around us, to stay at peace. It's some days a real challenge.
It is. It is a challenge some days. But thank the Lord that we don't have to take stock in what we do, but we rest in His finished work.
Amen.
Right?
That's right.
I mean, like, I'm glad I don't. I'm not the one that has to worry or bring my stuff into it. You know what I mean?
Oh, amen, amen. Well, I'll tell you, the Lord is so good to each one of
yep.
us. And when we begin to understand how much He loves us, and that He sees and views us through the eyes, the blood of Jesus covers us, transforms us. But He sees us with eyes of love.
Yep.
And, you know, even for those people today that are struggling with forgiving themselves or receiving all of God's forgiveness, let today be a new day where you really forgive yourself to the nth, where you hold nothing negative against yourself, where you see God, that He loves you so much and that He doesn't condemn you. He wants you to receive the fullness of His forgiveness today, and not 99.1. It's got to be 100%. And one of the hardest things, and one of the last people that we usually have to forgive, is ourselves.
You know, it's really interesting, and I agree 100% with you, but I was just thinking, it's so interesting because in Matthew, when they come to Jesus and they say, you know, I did all these things in your name, and He says, depart from me, for I never knew you.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't list a bunch of accusations and say, you did this, you did that, you
yeah.
did this, so get away from me.
Yeah.
He says, I never knew you. The height and the mountaintop of human existence is knowing the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so we can rest even when we miss it, because sin means to miss the mark, right?
Yeah.
Even if when we miss it, if our pursuit is knowing Him and turning from that and just knowing the Lord,
yeah.
like, we can rest in that. There's
oh,
we don't
absolutely.
Have to, like, beat ourselves up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree totally. And I think that, you know, there is, when you're walking in God's peace, It's nothing is going to move you inside.
Right.
Nothing. Nothing and no one. It's like God has you in this little peace bubble, and that you are walking through under God's protection, and His favor rests on you. And so it's just a sweet, sweet place. And for, you know, it took me years to understand that God, and really believe that God loved me. Karen, I love you, He'd say to me. And that went on for, I hate to say it, for years. Because I didn't believe God really loved me. And so when He began to break down the lies of the enemy in my own life, and I began to receive it bit by bit. But when we know that we know that we know that God loves us without a doubt, and that doesn't mean we need to be perfect. I'm a follower of Christ, but I still sin. But God loves me. He forgives me, and I can walk in that. So, yeah, it's important that we know without a doubt that God loves us. Loves us.
Absolutely. Do you want to pray us out?
Oh, Father God, we thank you. This time went so fast. We thank you for today. We thank you for your word.
Yes,
we ask for travel measures, safety upon Brent and Tana. And Lord, we ask your kingdom come, your perfect will to be done in us and through us. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Yes, and buy tickets for the Passion and the Cross. All right.
Good morning, family. Happy Palm Sunday. Let's praise the King this morning. Father God, we love you. We come to you this morning remembering who you are and what you've done. We thank you that you are always present and you are slow to leave, if ever you don't even. But thank you, Lord, that you change our perspective from someone who is keeping us with all these rules to a good God who loves us. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing, all of you have done. We thank you that we can celebrate you today, the coming King, because you're coming again. So let us celebrate you today, Jesus. Yes, in your name we say amen.
Amen.
Praises rising, eyes are turning to you, and we turn to you, ha-ha. Hope is stirring, hearts are yearning for you, we long for you. When we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away. Washed away. Hosanna! 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 You are the God who saves us, worthy of all. Welcome you here, One more time, beloved. Hosanna.
Hosanna. Hosanna. You are the God who saves us, worthy of all.
We having fun this morning.
Yes?
Yeah, we are. I see the King of Glory. Clouds with fire, the whole earth shakes, the whole earth shakes. I see His love and mercy washing over all our sin. The people say, the people say, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
I see a generation. Come on,
rising up to take their place. Selfless faith, selfless faith.
This one.
Hosanna.
Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna.
Yeah, God, we just, God, we praise you for who you are. Hosanna, God, we just shout Hosanna. God, we place ourselves, God, in Jerusalem as you are coming in, and we realize that the Lamb of God is walking by, coming in lowly, riding a donkey. God, we just say Hosanna. God, we worship you. We thank you, God. Hosanna meaning God, save us now.
Yeah.
We just thank you that you came, Jesus. That you answered the call, Jesus, that you made a way for us to be with you for all eternity. We say Hosanna,
Hosanna.
And we say thank you, God. We say Hosanna,
thank
and we say
God.
Thank you, God, for
Hosanna.
Coming. We say thank you, Lord,
thank
for who you are. Worship
Hosanna.
You. Yeah. Come on, everybody said.
Amen.
Amen. Way to go, worship team. Come on. We're going to have a little more going on this morning. That's not the end of our worship. We're actually going to transition a bit, and you're going to hear from some newer voices, and I'll let you know about that in a second. But we're just going to break into our kids' prayer time. So if you mighty ones want to come up here and help us with a little prayer, we're going to do that. So welcome to the gate. By the way, we are part of our mission statement. The first part says we're a welcoming family encountering God. And so we pray that you sense that this morning, that you feel like, man, this feels like family. I'm welcomed here. And also that God's here. That's what's important. We're encountering him. This is a place where you can hear his voice, feel his presence, get healed. And God can give you a word this morning that will change your life for the next forever, for the next 20 years, whatever it is. So that's what we're believing. And so we're just, next 10 minutes, we're just going to ask him to speak to us. So if you get maybe a word of knowledge from him, go ahead and text it in to us. We're just going to believe that you're hearing from him. So if God gives you maybe a name, maybe a sickness with that name, go ahead and text it into us and we'll pray it. And just believe that the Lord is speaking and that he's moving. And fun part is you guys get to play. These kiddos up here, they're gonna pray back what you send in, and they're gonna have some of their own stuff as well. So yeah, I'll just kick us off. I felt like I was getting the name Siri this morning, and that she was dealing with some shoulder issues. So do we have a Siri at all joining us? I know that's funny. It's like the Google name, right? Like, what's that? Okay. Well, let's just pray believing that Siri's going to join us and that she needs healing. So Jesus.
Jesus.
We worship you.
We worship you.
And we lift up Siri to you.
And we lift up Siri to you. And
we just declare.
We declare.
Her shoulder. Totally healed. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
You go, okay.
I got John with heart disease. Dear Jesus, I pray for John. I pray that his heart disease would go away right now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Come on, Charles. Good job, buddy.
I got the name Kiki, and she has a broken arm and leg. Dear God, I pray for Kiki that her arm and leg will be healed. She won't have to go through that pain again. She won't have to go through any of that stuff again. She'll have your faith. She'll have your hope. And she'll walk through that door and say, I'm ready to get out of this door. I'm ready to get out of this door. I'm ready to go to him and walk on his path. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, guys. Way to go. All right, what else are we getting?
All right, let's pray for Jalen, who's dealing with gut and brain issues.
Ooh, come on. Jalen?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, let's just pray for this, just believing. So, God, we believe
Yes, God, we believe.
We believe you're the healer.
We believe you are the healer.
And you're the same.
That you are the same.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Today.
And today.
And forever.
And forever.
And so we just declare over Jalen.
We declare over Jalen.
That her brain or their brain.
That is his brain or her brain.
His brain. Just be healed.
Be healed.
And their stomach, gut stuff.
And the gut stuff and
would just
stomach.
Just be totally healed.
Be totally healed.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
All right, let's pray for Drew Dittmer in the house here who has a blood clot in his abdomen. So prayer for healing that it will dissolve and won't move anywhere more dangerous and for no more pain.
All right, Drew, praying for you, buddy. So Drew's back here. So Jesus.
Jesus.
We lift up Drew.
We lift up Drew.
And we speak to that blood clot.
We speak to that blood clot.
We say dissolve now.
Say dissolve now.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Get out.
Get out.
And blood flow.
And blood flow.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. What else do we get?
Let's lift up Gary Wingler and anyone else who's dealing with cancer. Pray for continued healing and deliverance.
Yeah, come on. All right, that's a big one. Let's pray for cancer. You kiddos want to help us? Let's just speak to this mountain in Gary's life and anybody else dealing with cancer. We're just going to... Jerry?
Yeah.
No, it's Gary. 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 Right, yeah. Okay. So let's pray for Gary. So Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For being our healer.
For being our healer.
And being there with Gary.
And being there with Gary. And
we just speak over his body.
We speak over his body.
From the tip of his head, God, to the bottom of his toes.
Yeah, from the tip of his head to the bottom of his toes.
We just declare healing.
We declare healing.
We say, cancer, get out.
We say, cancer, get out.
And we say, Gary, be healed.
Gary, be healed.
And anyone else.
And anyone else.
Dealing with cancer.
Dealing with cancer.
We speak to this mountain.
We speak to this mountain.
We say, get out.
We say, get out.
We say, be cast out.
Be cast out.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Dear God, I pray for my brother Jarvis because he has a cold. I pray for his cold that he'll get healed and he'll have a nice day and he will get to go out there on that stage and say, I'm ready to show all those people that I'm ready. I'm ready for this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm gonna pray for my aunt, she broke her foot.
Come on, Jovi.
I just wanted to pray for cancer. Dear Lord, I pray for cancer. I pray that I would just get out of everybody's body. I pray that I would just, you would just snap your fingers and it would be gone right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good job, buddy. Come on. Okay. Well, we're just going to pray a general prayer. I think that's about all we're getting through our text, which is great because we're going to have some other stuff going on. But I love to pray for anybody that's just like, hey, you know what? A doctor's told me I have this diagnosis. I don't know how I'm going to get rid of it. Or maybe they're just saying you're going to have to live with it. Or maybe it's even terminal. If you've got anything like that going on, we want to pray for you. If you want to, and we're just going to make it quick. We're not going to make a big scene. We just want to, you know, like we said, we're a house encountering God. So it's like, okay, God, you're here. We've been given this diagnosis and we believe you're still the healer. So anybody in here just dealing with stuff that they're like, it needs to go and I don't feel like, go ahead.
I was just going to say, maybe it's not even a diagnosis, but maybe you woke up this morning and you said, I need to come to church and I need prayer. There's something that's going on. Maybe it's not even a title or a diagnosis. Maybe you just feel off. Maybe you're struggling with something emotionally or mentally. And you came this morning because you wanted prayer. Let's include anybody in that category too.
Yeah. So if you want to just raise your hand, we will pray. We'll get after it for you. You guys all right with the people around you just laying their hands on you? Kiddos, if you see anybody with their hand up, you can go ahead and lay your hand on them.